there is a protection against transmission of the disease.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real world data.
Regarding the question around, did we know about stop and humanization before it's entered the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science.
In the last month, NIH, Washington Post, CNN, all of them are confirming that, in fact, millions of women have been harmed in terms of their menstrual health by these mRNA injections.
It had been known 2 years ago or so that this vaccine would increase cardiac deaths in young men by 84%. Would they have approved it? The obvious answer is no, you would never give something to someone who was young and healthy and increase their risk of dying.
And there will be a strong public view that those who choose not to get vaccinated there needs to be some sort of incentive stick, perhaps, through the current programs, including No Jab, No Pay.
Do we maintain the vaccine mandates we have, which I think are healthcare?
We know that these vaccines can cause heart inflammation. Now, you know, are we mandating harm? Take someone out of their job with all the consequences to that individual and their families for a disease that really the World Health Organization is telling us we need to integrate with all other respiratory viruses? I think the answer is no.
Community that faced the most restrictions on their freedoms in the last year were those who made a choice not to be vaccinated. So they have been the most discriminated against group that I've ever witnessed in my lifetime. That's a pretty extreme level of discrimination, though. But this has been an extraordinary time in the last year in particular. And I want people to know that I find that unacceptable, that we are not going to create a segregated society on the basis of a medical choice.
Yeah. Milk.
Fuck. TV.